11 hours from the Queen's Park. BBC World Service. The news, read by Roger Collins. The Soviet Union has again condemned the proposed deployment of new American nuclear missiles
Greenwich
in
mean
Europe.
Time.
The Americans say they now have proof that the Russians are using chemical weapons in Afghanistan. The authorities in Vietnam say they've uncovered a plot to stage an armed rebellion. President Mubarak of Egypt begins a visit to India today. The Soviet Union has said that deployment of new American missiles in Western Europe would increase the chances of a nuclear war. An article distributed by the news agency Novosti said that if American Pershing II and cruise missiles were fired, even by accident, the Soviet Union would have so little warning that it would have no alternative but to launch a retaliatory nuclear attack. Soviet targets would include command points and communication centers, many of them in densely populated areas of Western Europe. NATO has said the new missiles will be deployed from the end of next year if the United States and the Soviet Union fail to reach agreement on limiting nuclear weapons in Europe. The defense ministers of NATO, who form the alliance's nuclear planning group, have opened a meeting in Brussels to discuss the deployment of the missiles and to hear a briefing from the American Defense Secretary, Mr. Caspar Weinberger, on Washington's strategic plans. The BBC diplomatic correspondent says the Soviet article is certain to be considered at the meeting, and the NATO ministers may issue a comment later today. The incoming socialist government in Spain has reaffirmed its determination to press the country's claim to sovereignty over Gibraltar. The man who is expected to become the country's next foreign minister, Mr. Fernando Morán, made the pledge just before the prime minister-elect, Mr. González, was due to outline the new government's programme in the Cortes today. Mr. Morán also said the socialists want to reopen the frontier with Gibraltar. The American State Department has published a report in which it says it now has convincing evidence that the Soviet Union is using chemical and biological weapons against guerrillas in Afghanistan. The evidence quoted includes two gas masks used by Soviet soldiers in Afghanistan, which were found to have traces of one of the most lethal and highly concentrated poisons known to man, trichothecine mycotoxin. The State Department report also says it has samples and testimony to support allegations that Vietnamese and Laotian troops have been using Soviet chemical and biological weapons against rebel forces under direct Soviet supervision. Submitting the report to Congress and the United Nations, the Secretary of State, Mr. George Shultz, accused the Russians of cynically disregarding international law and agreements, and said the use of such weapons must be stopped. The Soviet news agency said the Americans had given absolutely no proof to support their charges, and it accused the United States itself of supplying chemicals to Afghan guerrillas and the government of El Salvador. This news comes to you in the World Service of the BBC. The Vietnamese authorities say they have uncovered a plot for an armed rebellion. According to the military commander of Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, Major General Tran Hai Phung, opponents of the government had tried to set up secret camps in remote areas from which to wage a guerrilla war. He said that among those arrested were people planted in important official positions. The general said the rebels were backed by China and the United States, and included members of the former South Vietnamese army, administration and political parties, as well as Catholics and Buddhists. He accused the plotters of inciting people to flee Vietnam and of exploiting the country's acute economic difficulties. The general said that Vietnamese of Chinese origin were the most dangerous economic saboteurs in Ho Chi Minh City. The Egyptian president, Mr. Mubarak, has gone to Delhi for talks with the Indian Prime Minister, Mrs. Gandhi. Their discussions are expected to center on the Middle East situation and the non-aligned movement. The BBC Cairo correspondent says Mr. Mubarak has been concentrating on restoring Egypt's relations in the movement, and the non-aligned summit, to be held in Delhi in March, is the natural forum for Egypt to reassert itself. Mr. Mubarak's visit follows that of the French president, Mr. Mitterrand, who himself went to Delhi after talks in Cairo with Mr. Mubarak. Our correspondent says the French leader shares many of Mr. Mubarak's views on the need for more cohesion in the Third World to avoid the polarization of the poorer countries between the two superpowers. President Gemayel of Lebanon has formally asked the United States, France, and Italy for more troops to help the Lebanese government exert its authority. It's not clear how many extra troops the president has requested, but in the past he has spoken of increasing the multinational force from 4,000 to at least 30,000. The Lebanese Prime Minister, Mr. Shafiq Wazan, told reporters that other countries had indicated that they were willing to send troops to Lebanon. Among them, Britain, Greece, Belgium, Colombia, and South Korea. The United States Defense Department has notified Congress that it intends to sell nearly $2,500 million worth of military equipment and facilities to four countries, including Saudi Arabia and Britain. The biggest share, just over half, would go to the Saudi Navy and Air Force. Britain would get 2,000 air-to-ground anti-radar missiles. Smaller quantities of military equipment are to be sold to South Korea and Colombia. Congress has 30 days in which it can veto the sale. The Chinese Prime Minister, Mr. Zhao Ziyang, has given details of China's next five-year plan covering the period from 1981 to 1985. He said industrial and agricultural production was expected to increase by an average of 4% a year. Per capita consumption was expected to rise by an average of 4.1% a year. The Prime Minister said China would continue its policy of restructuring and improving its economy. A number of modern projects would be undertaken and major technical changes made in key enterprises. And now, to end the world news, the main points again. The Soviet Union says the risk of nuclear war will be increased if NATO deploys new medium-range nuclear weapons in Western Europe. A Soviet commentary said the Kremlin would have no alternative but to retaliate against any missiles fired, even by accident. The American State Department says it now has convincing evidence that Soviet forces in Afghanistan are using chemical and biological weapons. It says traces of deadly poison were found in two Soviet gas masks used in Afghanistan. The authorities in Vietnam say they've uncovered a plot for an